Yeah, hey, playing in the NHL, I'm not going to complain too much, you know? But it's just I think I talked about it in the Zoom call. It's kind of betting on myself for the future, and I think that's something I've always kind of done is kind of betted on myself and put myself in a position to succeed. So contract's a contract, but I'm here to play hockey and help this team win. So that's what I'm going to do.
And you mentioned opportunity in the Zoom call as well. We're now with Toffoli gone, and clearly there is at least one spot available in the top six to get in. And who's to say that you could be that guy too, right? So when you look at the opportunity that exists this year and how you can put yourself in a position to get a longer term deal and even more money next year, that chance might be here to really build on what you did this past season.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, obviously, as a team, it sucks to lose Toff. He was a great player, great offensively, and he brought a lot to our team. But, personally, and I hate to be act selfish or come off as selfish, but, it's a great opportunity for myself to, kind of gain trust and wedge myself in there to be put out late in the games and whatnot. So, I'm looking forward to that. And, like I said earlier in the Zoom call, it's tough to lose three great hockey players like we had, but it's a business. It happens all around the league, and we got some great players coming in, so it should be a really exciting year for our team.
I think you guys all knew that there was going to be some turnover, Adam. But when you followed along with the first few days of free agency, were you a little caught off guard that Jacob's such a huge part of your team and he leaves, and then Tanev and then Tyler, and in the span of like a couple days, it did feel, I think, for a lot of fans, like this mass kind of exodus.
Yeah, I think I said this in a Zoom call too. Coming from college, you never see trades or anything, so it's a little different. And but I'm seeing it more and more now. And it was kind of surprising, and it does suck to lose great players, but it's also a business, like I said. And the staff's trying to bring in the best players to help us win, and same with other teams. And I wish those guys all the best. And with those guys leaving, it allows guys on our team to step up and kind of take over more of a role. And I think I'm in that boat along with some other guys who want more of a role on the team, and who are fighting for spots and stuff. And it's exciting, and it gives us more kind of a little more chomping at the bit to get after it here and have a great off season.
Kind of curious, Adam, from your perspective, what role did Jacob Markstrom fit, leadership wise for you guys? And now you go, I mean, Braden Holtby's been around the block, and obviously Thatcher took some big steps. But we don't always think about goalies as like, the guys that wear the C and are the leaders, but we know he played an important role on this team. Can you describe what he meant?
Yeah, he was great. I think the thing about Marky is he knew when to turn it on and to be serious, and when we needed to buckle down, and then he knew when to, lighten the mood a little bit and get the guys going a bit. He was always talking in the locker room. He was always very vocal. And same with Tanny. They're both great leaders, been around the league a while and know what to expect. And honestly, they were great for me. I learned a lot from both of them. Whether asking them questions or just them pointing out stuff to me. And I think I can speak for all the young guys on the team as well for when I say that these guys were great leaders, and they're the type of two guys who you want on your team, and especially for a rookie coming in to learn from them. And I know I didn't play the same position as either of them, but I learned a lot off the ice and as well on the ice from those guys.
And now what happens, Adam? Adam Gaudette, our guest here on Sportsnet 650. It allows, like you mentioned before, an opportunity to, say, get into the top six and have a bigger role, but also from the standpoint of it's a young team already. And of course, you guys don't want to lose leaders, and you're adding other veterans coming in, but it's an opportunity now for other guys' voices to grow in that locker room as well. And you look at that young core with the top end forwards, you have the defensemen too, you're part of that team. Can it also be an opportunity here for different voices to emerge in the room?
Absolutely. And I think a great example of that is Bo. He's our captain now. He's a great leader. And it's funny, he's only a year older than me, but I look at him as a guy who's been in the league forever because, you know, he went through the same thing. He learned his way and worked his way up. And, you know, he's a great guy to learn from. And, you know, I think that shows the younger guys is, hey, once you get more comfortable, you can kind of take a leadership role on the team. And, you know, I think that brings if everybody's trying to, you know, take a leadership role, it kind of brings a maturity to the team and brings guys closer together. And you really know what's the task at hand here and what our goal is. And we're all on the same page.
You guys went 17 playoff games. Adam, what was your biggest takeaway going forward from being in that experience?
You know, I think personally it was another step in the right direction for me. You know, no points, obviously you want to see points and obviously I want to, you know, produce, but I felt my level of intensity in play and physicality grew in that game and those type of games, and it kind of opened my eyes to a whole nother you know, style of hockey. First NHL playoffs, and it was definitely different than the regular season. And you know, it's something I learned from, and I'm going to take into this off season to what I need to work on. And I think the major thing I need to work on is getting bigger and stronger and faster, and that'll help my overall game defensively and offensively. And you know, I think with this off season, I kind of got the same routine as I always have. I'm lucky enough to, you know, be closer to a rink in my gym back home, so it's not anything different. Even though we have this crazy virus going on, and you know, I'm just gonna do what I do every summer and stick to the game plan, work through it, and it'll pay off for the season.
And, you know, one of the things that might pay off for you, Adam, is the number change. You're going from number 88, Nate Schmidt comes in, and I know the talk had been you're going to revert to number 8, and you mentioned on a Zoom call that Jordy Benn wanted number 8, so you're adding 8 on top of 88 to get to 96, and Pavel Bure's number is up in the rafters at number 10. And I'm sure you've heard about this in the past, but Pavel Bure wore 96 as well as a Canuck. So do you think the Russian Rocket might be a good influence here for you?
I'm hoping so. I talked to Beegs, and he told me 96 is really fast, so I'm hoping so. But, you know, I chose 96 because it's my birth year, and that was really the only number I had a connection with that was left. I wore 19 when I was really little, and that was my first number, but that was taken away. It retired, obviously. And, you know, so I went with 96. I said, you know what, the hell with it. I'm going to choose it and I'm going to stick with it. And hopefully it's a good number for me this year.
How are things otherwise? I looked you up today cause I was like, oh man, like what's been going on with Adam Gaudette? And I forgot you got married like, I think 4 months ago today. How's the first little four?
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about it today. Yeah. 4 months on the dot.
Yeah, how's the first foray into married life?
We've been loving it. Had a nice honeymoon in Edmonton, but no, it's been great. We moved back to my parents' house for the off season. We redid the downstairs together, and you know, we got new furniture and whatnot in there. So it's it came along nice, and it's a great setup. My brothers are both gone out of the house, so it's just us here with my parents, so we got plenty of privacy, plenty of room around. We got our two dogs here too, so it's been going great. But hopefully in the future we'll be able to get a place around here somewhere, and then we'll go from there. But for right now, we're slumming it with the parents, and it's going well.
Well, and you know, as far as hanging out at home, you're married now, and you have the Twitch stream. You're very active on it as well. Have you found that you have to fight for that time now because you're married, or is that okay?
Yeah, a little bit. before I started training, I was usually playing after she falls asleep, but I came out with a schedule, so it's a lot better now, and it's a lot easier with her to deal with now because. You know, I'll do like 3 days a week, 2 hours a day, and that's it. And it's quick, it's easy. She finds something to do for those 2 hours, so It's great that she's cool with it. And, you know, I even had her on here playing a couple games sometimes, put up a YouTube video of her playing a new game. And it was funny. And, no, we're both enjoying it. And, I bring the dogs on the stream every now and then too, to give them a little action. And, you know, people love puppies. So,
yeah,
but, no, it's been fun. It's been something, I've never been into video games, honestly, but it's, I've been having a lot of fun with it. My brothers all play. I stay in touch with all my friends throughout the season by playing and talking to them. And, yeah, I don't know. It just kind of happened, and, you know, I kind of learned more about it and got into it more, and it's been a lot of fun.
Adam Gaudet joins us, Walker Satt here, Sportsnet 650. So 2020 is odd for everybody, obviously, but I was thinking, you know, you get up on Sunday to watch football, and I think we've talked about this with you before. You know, you've lived through all these Boston championships over the years, but yeah. now you wake up and Cam Newton's a Patriot and Tom Brady's a Buck. What does that do to your Patriot sensibilities?
Oh, I'm still a Patriots fan for sure. But also still a Tom Brady fan. I'd like to see him do well. You know, I grew up watching him as my hometown quarterback, and, you know, all the best to him. But I think if it came down to it in the Super Bowl, I'd want the Patriots to win for sure.
Now, before we let you go, I have one more question, because one thing, you know, you and Adam and I, we talked a lot about Batman and the Joker, yeah. And that's all your tattoo. We talked about it a lot last year, just before training camp at the golf course. And it's a sick tattoo, right? Have you added anything new that's Batman or Joker related to that tattoo? Have you done anything, any new ink to tell us about?
It's in the works right now.
Nice.
It's in the works. So I'm going to do my right arm, whole right arm Star Wars theme.
What?
It's going to be pretty badass.
That's awesome.
I'm excited for it. Yeah, I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
So what's going to be the biggest feature then of the Star Wars?
Anakin and Obi-Wan, that their fight scene in episode 3.
Right.
I'm going to kind of have that at the top of my arm, and then I'm gonna have like the main characters from the Sith and from the light side, you know, like Chewie and Han Solo, Darth Vader, like all those guys kind of looking up at, you know, that whole scene and that turning point of Anakin turning, and then maybe add some quotes in there, and, you know, a little bit of Death Star, a little bit of the Millennium Falcon, and, you know, I'm not the one designing it. I gave the ideas to my guy, and his brain works differently than mine, so he's going to come up with something sweet. So I'm really excited for it.
Well, God, we can't wait to see that.
I wish I was on the Death Star right now. You nerds lost me.
Now, Adam, have you been watching are you excited for The Mandalorian season 2? Did you watch season 1?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good, right?
Yeah, it was really good. And, you know, all the Star Wars now, they're all a little different than what I grew up watching, but I think, you know, all the spinoffs and stuff have been great, and, you know, I'm just a huge fan of Star Wars, always been. Huge fan of superheroes and stuff, same with my brothers, and kind of a nerd like that, but I don't care. I love that type of stuff.
Hey,
my brother were talking the other day, we're talking about getting some comic book t-shirts, kind of like you know, with like the pictures of the comics on them and stuff, so we're kind of nerdy over here, but we don't care.
Hey, well, congrats on the new deal, man. It's a big year for you, obviously, and whenever this thing gets going, we look forward to watching you again next season. So thanks for the time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.